Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. Last week, President Obama gave us his State of the Union address. This speech lasted 32 minutes, and the main thread of this speech was that the rich are not paying their fair share in taxes. The key question to this thread of logic is what would happen if these rich taxpayers paid what Obama deems as fair? Would our country be better off? Would this balance the federal budget? The key to this entire budgetary fiasco is not revenue collection. It is spending money we have to borrow, plain and simple. If these rich taxpayers paid Obama twice as much as they are currently paying, it still wouldn't be enough to cover the estimated $2 trillion deficit he will create in 2012. $2 trillion is an astronomical amount of money. We will be going into further debt at a rate of over $63,000 every second of every day. In Obama's 32-minute speech, he took this country another $121 million further into debt. This is absolutely 100% unsustainable. If you're a liberal, please explain to me how this is the right direction our country should be headed. The President of the United States is a multimillionaire, and he has the audacity to ridicule Mitt Romney for not paying enough money in taxes. Mitt Romney gave 25% of his income away. Obama gave 1% of his, and Biden gave less than $400 away to charity. Obama and Biden are Ebenezer Scrooge compared to Mitt Romney. President Obama and Vice President Biden are the two stingiest people to ever occupy the White House. They are selfish, miserly, and uncaring. Their entire political philosophy is to help those less fortunate than they are, yet their income tax statements tell the true story of how they only care about themselves. Think about what you would do if you were a multimillionaire. Would you donate only 1% of your income? Or worse yet, less than $400? Wow. These two selfish politicians have the nerve to tell others they are not doing enough for society. The release of all these income tax statements sheds a true picture of what these guys stand for. Romney cares about his fellow man and puts his money where his mouth is. Obama and Biden put their mouths where their money should be. These facts prove that Obama and Biden only care about themselves, and Romney is a true champion of giving to those who have less than he does. It is not what someone says, it is what they do that counts. Obama is the worst president to ever hold the office. There isn't even anyone to compare to what this selfish socialist has done. His debt accumulation alone is reason for him to be impeached. Our country cannot survive $2 trillion a year of new debt. Every superpower nation eventually destroys itself, and the debt Obama is creating is what will bring the greatest nation to ever exist to its knees. If this fiscal socialist is reelected, I truly believe it will be the end of our country as we know it. Heck, it may be too late already. If you're a Democrat, please analyze the numbers before you give this man another 4 years. It doesn't matter if we are Republicans or Democrats. Our country should come first, and President Obama is destroying us with his spending. Over $63,000 of new debt every second of every day. That is all we should remember when we step into the ballot box in November. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.